Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets.
It's all about the Badgers.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers!
Games like this is what really separates college football from everything else.
Open up the history books. Here comes Rondé.
That was J.J. Watt, and what a story this young man is.
Gordon again! What a performance by Melvin Gordon!
And the pass rush gets home for the Badgers.
And Randall lets it roar.
This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live from Regent Street, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels, alongside former Badger Big Ten champion Brad Nortman. My name is Jesse Nelson. We are brought to you in part by Starion Bank, broadcasting live from the Starion Bank broadcast booth on Regent Street. Experience a banking relationship where your goals are their priority. As a community bank with a commitment to Dane County, Starion Bank redefines local banking in the Madison area. Visit one of their convenient branches in Middleton, Sun Prairie, or Monona today or online at starionbank.com. It's a final in Happy Valley. Second-ranked Indiana survives, Brad, 24-20, or 27-24. They come back from down 24-20 in the final moments to win the second-ranked team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers, who are on the Badger schedule here coming up in a week or two. They are winners again today.
I think I found myself rooting for Indiana. I like the story. I like Cignetti. I like. It feels like they're still kind of like a Big Ten old-school opponent. It's just fun to see them doing well. So I didn't want to see their dream season go down just yet.
The Hoosiers.
Major roars, too.
Everywhere down here. Everybody was dialed in to watch at the end of that game. Apparently an instant classic for those who were able to catch it. Second-ranked Indiana victorious. That is who Wisconsin will face next week at 11 a.m. We'll be getting you set for that one, win or lose today, starting at 9 a.m. on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We're on Regent Street as we get set for 23rd-ranked Washington and Wisconsin, coming up a little less than an hour from right now at Camp Randall Stadium. And let's go ahead and get to the best wait a minute. Play the open, Riley, but this isn't what we're doing.
Let's hear what the coach had to say.
Why do they do that? Because it makes sense. If you got a half a yard, you start a yard away. You start closer. You don't have to run 5 yards. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
This is the best of Barry.
Don't be so touchy.
On ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
But it's not the best of Barry. He's great. Barry Alvarez show 2-hour special earlier this week. We did Q&As from fans, covered a lot of topics. You should catch that on the ESPN Wisconsin app or the YouTube channel. No matter what happens with the Badgers today, some great conversation that'll be timely no matter what all weekend long. But we're not going to play Barry Alvarez today because Chris McIntosh appeared on Wilde and Tausch yesterday. So it's the most of Mac as opposed to the best of Barry. Riley, what's the first Chris McIntosh clip you'd like to play for us here?
All right, number one, a lot of people took offense to Chris McIntosh saying with Jesse Temple of Badger Connect that it's not just about the wins and losses. So props to Jason Wilde. He had some great questions, him and Tausch. Gave Chris McIntosh a chance to clarify what he meant by that statement. You guys can be the judge whether or not he actually clarified anything. Here is what the Wisconsin athletic director had to say about wins and losses.
make no bones about it. I mean, the goal is to win, and the goal is to be competitive in the Big Ten, and the goal is to be competitive in the Big Ten in 2026. I mean, there's no getting around it. You know, the conversation that I was having with Jesse was a long conversation, and, you know, those seven words may not align perfectly with the point or the conversation, that the direction of the conversation we're having, but the goal is to win. It always has been to win, and we've not shied away from those expectations that we embrace, that our fans embrace, that, I mean, those expectations that Tausch and I were a part of creating a long time ago. I mean, that's what we're here to do. That's what our goal is. That's what our objective is.
So that's what Chris McIntosh said, clarifying the comments on wins and losses that went viral on Thursday with the coinciding with the news that Luke Fickell would be back next season. Brad, your thoughts?
Gee, I'm not sure I feel better after listening to that. I don't know. I mean, I get that Mac's a steady Eddie, but breathe a little bit of life and, like, and confidence into this. It wasn't long ago when Mac and this coaching staff was selling us on championship level football, and he made it a point to say we want to compete in the Big Ten. Compete in the Big Ten. I mean, first of all, that's an admission that this team is not competitive in the Big Ten. That is red flag number one. Red flag number two is, where is desire to win championships? Where is high, lofty, greatness-level expectations? I guess I was just a little bit disappointed that even when, I guess in the moment, you can say anything. I still am shocked that he said it's not all about wins and losses, because that is what it is all about. It's the only thing that does matter when it comes to productivity, and this is a results-based business. That's just what it is. So in the moment of clarifying, I'm surprised he wasn't more hard-fisted. He wasn't more, you know, strutting in a way of saying, like, you know what, I misspoke. It is about wins and losses, and greatness is our expectation, and we're going to do everything we need to do in order to get there. I just feel like it didn't inspire me to think that this team's sole priority is to go win a championship. You know, I was just in Jacksonville, Florida, and talking to my friends there. This is SEC and ACC country. It's just different down there. Like, the level of intensity, commitment, results now. We got to win. If not, you're out. Level of importance based on college football. I don't hear that radiating from the voice of our athletic director, which is concerning to me. So I know that he's working to try to fix this problem. But, boy, the verbiage and the PR that's being committed to placate and pacify the fan base, I don't personally feel it.
Jesse and Brad getting you set for kickoff on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. It's the most of Mac. Chris McIntosh appearing on Wildy and Tausch yesterday. Riley, what's our second clip to hear from the athletic director?
Well, let's see if we have a little better PR from the athletic director in this second clip. Obviously, it's been a very difficult season for the Badgers. However, Chris McIntosh is confident that this team can battle through adversity and compete and win next season.
I know what the potential of this program is. I know what the expectation of this program is. And when you're fighting through a year like the one we are, it's one that just eats you up from the inside. And that's really been both a painful thing to go through, but it's also a very motivating thing to go through. And, you know, I want to compete, and I want this program to compete. And, you know, we're just leaning into the adversity to push through, because there's no other way to do it. There's no other way but to push through this. And that's where my mind has been.
Brad.
Again, like, I don't want to just be nonstop critical, but I guess I didn't hear any reasons why, like, there's a level of confidence. It's just kind of like, we're going to endure it. Adversity is a good thing. We're going to roll right through it. So when it comes to looking at breathing inspiration into why, not maybe not why just Mac, but anybody else can believe that this program can improve, I guess, again, it's a lot of words. It's not a lot of action. It's a lot of words. It's not a lot of, like, legit concrete reasons. So in the past, I would be content to be like, oh, I trust these guys. Like, I'll trust Mac to get it right. I trust the coaching staff to get it right. And all that trust is lost. So when you don't have specifics, and when there's something of, you know, you're not explicitly saying what's doing behind the scenes or why you have trust, I think fans just fill the void with negativity then.
Chris McIntosh appearing yesterday on Wilde and Tausch. You can find the full interview available on the ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison YouTube channels, as well as on the ESPN Wisconsin app. That is the most of Mac as we review commentary from Chris McIntosh and his full appearance, nearly 30 minutes long yesterday. Again, listen back to the whole thing. Totally worth your time to hear the latest thoughts from the athletic director with the announcement this week that Luke Fickell will return as the head coach of the Wisconsin football team next season. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is brewed by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer as cold as the Rockies, cold filtered, cold lagered, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, you know what to do, and that's crush a Coors Light. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coming up next, the people don't know this yet. We're about to throw those T-shirts out for everyone during this commercial break. So that's going to be a ton of fun for us up here. It's one of the best parts of our tailgates when we get to do the T-shirt toss. There's some special guests who may happen to stop up here on the stage, from my understanding. We still have Scani Says to play and our picks around the rest of the world of college football. Lots to get to as we continue on to the final 45 minutes still to go as we count down to kickoff for Wisconsin and Washington here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. It's calling my name. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day live on Regent Street. Jesse Nelson, Brad Dortman, and a special guest that's going to join us here in just a moment. We are brought to you in part by TPC Wisconsin. Reminder, for a limited time at TPC Wisconsin, enjoy full golf privileges and all club amenities without full dues. Pay just $150 per month through March with no golf dues until April 1st. Submit a membership inquiry at tpcwisconsin.com and start enjoying the private golf club experience that you deserve. Joining us now on stage live on Regent Street as we count down to Wisconsin and Washington on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, 2014 Heisman finalist Melvin Gordon.
Yes, sir.
Live on scene.
Let's
Melvin,
go.
The crowd loved seeing you, and you helped out with our Iron Jock t-shirt toss here moments ago.
I wasn't expecting any of this, by the way. That was love right there.
That was awesome. And the people love seeing you. It reminds people of a fonder time of Wisconsin football.
Yeah,
I'll say the good days, right? So what brings you back to town, and what's all going on here this weekend for you?
I was working with Wings Over Madison, and then one of my buddies, John, he has a suite at the game and was just like, hey, man, you want to come to the game? And I was like, I'll come support. I'll come show some love. It ain't been too much to cheer about these days, but but you know, we're here. We still showing love.
Yeah, man. Melvin, it's good to see you. It reminds me of the glory days when we were on the same team together and having been proud of Badger football, but you know, I've expressed my displeasure for this coaching staff and the decision to bring them back. But the reality is, Chris McIntosh said he's going to be back in 2026. So I want to pretend that Luke Fickell gives you a phone call, right, and says, Melvin, I want to turn this thing around. What advice would you give me? What's the first thing I should do in order to turn this thing around? What would you tell him?
I say get Chris Borland. Get those guys that meant something to this program. And they bled Badger Royals. Like, they just get the Badger Royals in here. Have them talk in front of the guys so they know what it means to be a Badger. Like, we couldn't even step on a W as freshmen. Like, it's just –
bro, I remember
you had
that.
To earn, you had to earn
point.
Your stripes. Like,
yeah.
It was just an understanding, and I feel like that along the line somewhere that has got, like, it went missing. And I don't know – I came to the Alabama game, and I ran into at least 5-6 guys that I played, and I was like, what's up, y'all boys? Y'all going to the game? They're like, nah. Some was like, nah. Some was like, yeah, but we had to buy our own ticket. I'm like, bro, what's the deal?
That's
you got Michael
crazy,
Irvin on all fours on the sideline, like I said before, and just showing his love. You see different players coming to the game, and when their rookie years coming to the game, showing love. It's just like what you do.
Yeah.
And it helps with recruiting as well. You know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they just lack that. You got to get the guys that really took this serious.
Yeah, for sure. Well, because
in front of the game.
I think right now you got a bunch of guys on the team, whether it be because of, you know, young guys that you're just bringing in because they're freshmen or sophomores,
yeah,
or the transfer portal throws a wrench into everything. I'm not sure there's a real appreciation for Wisconsin football, the history, mm-hmm, the DNA, the culture.
It's not.
You know, there's just not a lot of connection between coaching staff and former players like, yeah, you and I, and a lot of the area between there. So I remember I was even talking to our producer before we came on, because I heard you were in town, and I was like, the idea of, like, earning it. You started about, like, not, yeah, stepping on the W. I remember I was a senior. You were a redshirt freshman, so we had, mm-hmm, 1 year where we overlapped. And I remember, dude, they worked you guys.
Oh, worked you
guys as redshirt. I remember you would cook the defense quite often. I'd be like, wow, Melvin is the real deal. But, like, in the weight room and the whole thing, they worked you guys. So,
yeah,
then by the time you guys were eligible to play,
yeah,
and it was your time, it was up, you were ready, you were rolling, and there was an appreciation for Wisconsin. Yeah.
It was, man, and you know, that's just credit to the guys, that the leaders that we had in there, and I mean, it's about being competitive too. You know, when I went in there, I tried to find the best player on the team to compete with. Are those guys doing that now? I mean, I don't know. Are you just okay with just taking the back seat? I was never okay with taking the back seat.
Right.
I came in, I thought I was gonna play. I didn't. Now we don't. Now we don't.
Now, you made the most of it when you did play. But
I ran into Monty Ball, also another Heisman finalist, so slowed down my process a little bit. But, you know, I came in, I was willing to compete. And at the end of the day, like, I get the – I'll say that if I ever talked in front of a fan. I'm not in front of the team. But I won't get too crazy. But some of them guys got to be able to compete too.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you gotta have a want, and it got to show. I mean, you know, the guys that are out there just fighting and scratching and clawing to be great. Regardless of the record, you go out there, you got to play for something bigger than yourself. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't watch the games because I be getting pissed off. So I stop watching them a little bit. But, you know, the games I do catch, man. You got some guys out there fighting. You got some guys out there just going through the motion. You just calling it what it is. But I felt like no matter what our record was, whether we were good or bad, guys were going to play their hearts out.
Dude, I totally agree. It seems like the ease of giving up is just too common, right?
Yeah,
like, I mean,
yeah,
you don't get blown out in the fashion that you do against teams that you should be competitive with.
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska's and Iowa's, you should be competitive with those teams.
All the time.
Do you think that that's a problem of culture? Like, they aren't – and you don't know, you're not inside, so you don't know, but do you think that's a problem of culture where it's like maybe they're not creating an environment where, like, there is no such thing as giving up and working hard?
Yeah.
Or do you think that's more of the guys that you recruit?
It's a little bit of both because my passion against Minnesota wasn't as strong until I got here. I mean, I didn't care about Minnesota at all, but I can't stand them to this day.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with, you know, the coach and the leadership. I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
We go there, you touch the axe. They had a whole presentation of why we don't rock with Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, I hate these guys. And then you look at the older guys and you're like, okay, this is what we're supposed to do. And you look at them and they'd be like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, or you can go. And it's like, okay, you follow suit or you leave. And I don't know if we're not in the locker room to know that, but that's how it was when we were there. We took pride in going up against schools like Iowa, the trophy games.
Yep.
Like, you take pride in that. You don't lay down for nothing. And it's just like, how can you have trophy games and be getting blew out? Like, why are you laying down? Like,
totally.
What is this, you know?
Well, and so another thing that I've said recently that went slightly viral was I gave the coaching staff a hard time for not focusing on in-state guys. So I did go viral.
Many people heard it, Brad.
The reality is that's just a fact. They have not been as intentional as previous organizations and regimes with in-state recruits. So my question for you to be, you were a big recruit coming out, right?
Yeah.
You had plenty of options. You had plenty of offers.
Yeah.
Why is it important that this school, that this team, continues to have a pipeline of Wisconsin guys? Because you had offers.
Yeah.
You could have went wherever you wanted to,
yeah,
but you chose Wisconsin. So you are more unique in that, you know, having a lot of opportunities. Why is that important to have Wisconsin guys on this team?
Because you're from here. This is where you're from. You know what I mean? And Coach B, I mean, he was the one that really made that clear to me, to be honest with you. You know,
Coach Bielema.
You saying that, he was just like, hey, before you even play a down on this field, because you're a Wisconsin kid, people are going to know you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, you're thinking like, okay, you know, and he was like, you know, if you make some plays, I mean, the sky's the limit. And sure enough, when I got here on campus, people were already knowing me. I'm like, I played in Kenosha Bradford, like, you know, and people were already knowing me. So he was right. And then obviously, you know, you take care of business and what you need to do. People rock with you. It's a pride thing. Oh, this kid's from Wisconsin. He's one of us. You know what I mean? Like, it just hits home a little harder when you have the success you want to, and just your heart and your desire and your will to make plays. It just comes from a different place when you're from here. So yeah. I don't get how we're losing kids from here. I don't understand that. Like, this is where you're supposed to be. I don't know. It's tough.
I totally agree, because I'm you know, now more than ever, I'm following, where are the kids in Wisconsin going? I'm going to say a name that you're going to be familiar with. Coach Bostead is now the recruiting territory guy for Indiana in Wisconsin. Bunch of guys from Wisconsin going to Indiana. I mean, Coach Bostead, he was on the team when we played for Wisconsin.
He's where? He recruited for who?
Indiana. and look at what Indiana's doing.
Well, I see why we losing our line.
Yeah, so you know, Coach Bostead was a Wisconsin coach. It was his territory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he recruited me.
He recruited me too. So he knows what to do with Wisconsin kids.
Yeah,
so
I'm right there
with you. It's critical. Oh, dude, I mean, it's not the whole package, because you even said Chris Borland. He's from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
So you need to marry the two,
yeah,
right?
You need
national recruiting, but you need a little bit of heartbeat in the state too.
We got to figure it out. And by the way, man, you know, you went viral for what you said, but let me tell you, you played on the team, you have been Herbert, you earned your right to say whatever you like about this team. You earned your right.
The fiery furnace of Herbert and playing for this team. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And
like as you said too, it just all comes from love for you in the university, right? Because like we both play in the league, and like, dude, there are some legit bragging rights and identity and closeness that you just don't have. And, you know, you played for several teams. I played for several teams in the NFL. You know, you sort of root for them and stuff, but there's nothing like your alma mater.
There's nothing
like the team you grew up rooting for and playing for. It ranks as my top of my list of, like, teams I want to see do well. And it's just hard when this is the product on the field.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, because I think it's pros and cons to the NIL. And I think one of the cons is there's no school pride with these players. I mean, you just, okay, I'll play well, and then you think you're going to go to the Alabama team or something and get the same type of results. It's like, bro, listen, bro, the league's going to find you.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are, it's been guys. I mean, look at Khalil Mack. Where'd he go to school? Buffalo, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're good, they're going to find you. I mean, there's no question. They're watching film, so it's just like,
it's not to put you on the spot with this one, but it gets me thinking, like, me coming out as a punter, I probably wouldn't have much NIL offers, but you would.
Yeah.
Now, it's impossible to put yourself in 18-year-old Melvin Gordon, but if you were a high school running back today and you had offers everywhere and you're from Wisconsin, you love Wisconsin, would it be harder to say yes to Wisconsin if you got significantly more money to go to Bama or wherever?
Because
this is what they're dealing with, right?
I'm not gonna lie to you, it wouldn't be the money that'd be the issue. It'd be the opportunity to go to the league. And honestly, like, I don't really see that from our team. I mean, he's not even letting, I mean, I heard, but he's not letting NFL scouts come to the, if I hear that as a player, that's like my number one thing where I'm like, nah.
I heard that too. I couldn't believe it. And it's been
a couple months. And not to throw no hate, you know what I'm saying? But
it's a troubling piece of news.
I mean, I knew as a kid, I was like, okay, if I can start at the University of Wisconsin at running back, I have an opportunity at the league.
Okay.
I know if I can start, and I know it wouldn't be easy. It wasn't easy to be the starter. I had James White, Monty Ball in front of me. It was no easy road for me to be the guy. But I knew once I had the chance, I would have a chance at my dream. And it's like, now as a running back from anywhere, are you thinking that? Like are you thinking that when you think Wisconsin?
Not anymore. At least me personally.
So we got to get on. We got to, and I understand like people's frustration, because it's like, I mean, we probably don't have half the guys that we grew up playing with this type of production that's on the field. Like,
right.
And at the end of the day, it's like, I get it. We have injuries. It's part of it. But everybody deals with injuries, you know. We just got to find a way to make it work. I don't care what we do or how we do it, who you keep or who you don't keep. Just find a way to get some production out of the guys so we can get back to where we need to be, because – that's where we need to be, and that's what we're used to.
I hear you.
This campus is a better place,
dude.
When we're balling.
It totally is. It's just not right. It's just not right when Wisconsin isn't top of the heap, and to have what you have now, it's just, I don't know, something doesn't feel right, doesn't fit right, and You're exactly right. We got to get it turned around.
Yeah. 2014 Heisman finalist Melvin Gordon joining us here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. I want to just ask one fun, recollection. A lot of doom and gloom here in all these conversations. Melvin, the snow flurries are expected today during the game. It reminds me of a different game when there were some snow flurries at Camp Randall Stadium. A little more than a decade ago. A number that starts with a 4, I believe, comes to mind. When you think back on that day, where do you even start to just beam with smiles and pride with how awesome that day was against Nebraska?
I just wanted to – it was the first year of the college football playoffs, and I wanted to be one of the first groups at Wisconsin to win a national championship, because that's like the highway express to being remembered forever. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never be forgotten. That team will never be forgotten. So it's like the success you're having, your teammates get to share it. You know what I mean? If you go win a natty. So at that point, we had needed to beat – Ohio. Well, not Ohio State. That was to get to the – we needed to beat
Iowa,
Nebraska, and Minnesota. We had to win all the games to get to the Big Ten Championship. Unfortunately, we got blew the hell out.
Well, we don't have to talk about that. The competitor remembers that part of it, right? That game looks a little more like this year.
But I was just honed in, man, and I was just like, you know what? I was like, I want to do it for my teammates. I want to do it for our fans. I want to do it for Wisconsin. I'm from here. It'd be just dope. It'd be hard for you to walk anywhere if you won a national championship for this team. Like, they'd love you. You know what I mean? Like, you just, dude, and I just wanted that for all of us. So that's what I was locked in on. And fortunately for me, it came with 400 yards. So
408 yards in 3 quarters. One of the great stat lines in college football history.
Legendary.
Melvin, go enjoy the day. We hope you have some fun. We hope you see a nice win here at Camp Randall Stadium. We appreciate you making a few minutes to stop by and join us. The conversation you guys are having, I think it's an important one for Wisconsin football fans to hear. Mm-hmm. I think it's great for two alums of the program who went on to be successful in the National Football League to share what you've said here about Wisconsin football and the program as a whole. And we appreciate both of you guys sharing the insight. That was an amazing conversation for me to just sit here and observe. It was incredible.
Man.
So thank you, Melvin.
On the top. Thank you, man. I
appreciate you, Melvin.
Man.
Melvin Gordon, 2014 Heisman finalist, stopping by ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Winners, go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, the casino with the highest payout in the area. Go be a winner at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. They're open right now and stay open until 2 a.m. Monday. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. More spins, more wins, more fun. We'll get to our national picks coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live on Regent Street. Thanks again to Melvin Gordon, 2014 Heisman finalist, stopping by the Starion Bank broadcast booth here as we count down to kickoff for Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington, UW and UW. A couple other celebrities in the house here, too, including Stoughton head football coach Jason Becker, enjoying the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate. Yeah, a lot of fans enjoying the time here. Great tailgate on Regent Street, as always. Liberty Station, Coors Light, everything just outstanding. And you know what else is outstanding? Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut delivers a win every time with the big dinner box, just $19.99. 2 medium, 1 topping pizzas, 8 boneless wings, and 5 breadsticks. Feed the whole team for 1 unbeatable price. Find the nearest location or online at pizzahut.com. Feed good times only from the Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut. Normally we play Scotty Says. We run out of time thanks to Melvin Gordon's appearance here on the show. When we look at some of the big takeaways from what Melvin said, what we're looking forward to today, like, I feel like the alumni are all in sync on what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just the team and the program and the administration for the University of Wisconsin not quite in line with what the rest of the, the VIPs would be saying needs to happen for this program.
Yeah, I mean, Melvin said it great. If you didn't get an opportunity, go back and listen to what he said. He said he was very fair. I don't think he was I don't think he said anything that was out of line, but it was all very accurate. I think former players like myself, like Melvin, look at this program and just, wonder where's the direction? Where's the connection with the alum? Where's the DNA that we were a part of continuing, right? Like, it's not like I'm standing up here and saying, I built the Wisconsin culture. But, like, we grabbed the baton, we held it for a little bit, and we handed it off. And, you know, Melvin did the same thing, and we made our marks on the program. But now we're just wondering, like, where's that baton? Like, where is this university? Where is this program? And you would think that when you'd hit dire straits, there would be a double down to connect with alumni, right? Because you need the support, right? Because if Coach Fickell did the exact same things as far as on the field, but went over the top to try to bring in former players, like what Melvin was saying, or connect with alum or high school coaches or whatever, there's probably a greater level of patience where it's like, oh, I get it. It's a tough NIL environment, but we know you. We see you. We feel included. We feel part of the family. We feel like the DNA of Wisconsin is still intact, and we see your vision. But there is a little bit of, it felt like Fickell just wanted to do it on his own. Do it his way, do it on his own, and sort of like step outside of what the normal current of the university was, which he has the total right to do that. But when things go as they have, it's no surprise then why people are quick to lose trust and quick to lose loyalty. So, you know, there's a lot of trust to regain. And what I've said and what Melvin has said has been the same refrain that I've heard from former players who wore the Cardinal in white.
I think it's also important. We'll get to our picks here in a moment. I think it's important that we got to remember where we were 3 years ago. People didn't want the same thing from Wisconsin.
That's true.
The same thing got you 9 wins, maybe 10, maybe a berth in a Big Ten championship game, but not enough to get to that 4-team college football playoff. Wisconsin couldn't get to the same level as Ohio State and at the time Michigan and Penn State. They wanted to get to that. And so Luke Fickell was brought in to do it differently. And then for us to say, well, why is he doing it different? That's what we all wanted 3 years ago. Well, not all of us, but that's what was clamored for from the fans and many of the – like, there wasn't that extra oomph to get over the hump. And we did it differently. It hasn't gone well.
No. Nope.
It's okay to learn from those mistakes and to now come back and say, if now that we all have to be on board with him being the head coach next year, all right, what are we going to fix? Develop that relationship with Wisconsin's recruits in-state. Develop that relationship with the high school coaches. Get back to running the football effectively. Build up depth on that offensive line. Play to the strengths that made Wisconsin football the consistent contender that it was.
Yep.
Then find a way to get over the hump from that, and hopefully he does so. I hope this works out long-term. I hope Luke Fickell can actually have success and can be the head coach at Wisconsin into the 2030s.
If that's the case, things will have gone really well. And by all rights, he's a good guy. So he's easy to root for. You just want to see that carry over onto the field. I think my only pushback with how Mac is handling this, maybe not my only pushback, but maybe a big one that I've been feeling lately, was this level of patience, this level of multiple chances. Where was this with Paul Christ? Yeah. Right? I mean, like, Paul Christ, his worst season was 8 wins. But he was double-digit wins, and he was doing it. 9 wins in the season before he got fired. He was 2-3, and yeah, things weren't going perfectly. There may be some cracks in the foundation, but it was bam, at a moment's notice. He's an alumni. He played on the team, and he was a coach here for a long time. Where was that patience with Paul Christ? If you want to see this thing changed, then approach him and chart a course to do that and give him a year and a half in order to do that. He didn't. I played on a team that was coached by Paul Christ. I love Paul, so maybe my bias is out there a little bit. But the patience that he's had with Fickell was not the same patience he had with Christ. And I think for that, I just think that there's an inconsistency that just doesn't rub me the right way.
A reminder, enjoy Pepsi, a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Get game day ready with Pepsi, the taste that scores every time. Try Pepsi Zero Sugar, the perfect drink for your tailgate party, and to be used as a tasty mixer on Wisconsin. Powered by Pepsi, proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll get to our picks nationally and our final thoughts on Wisconsin-Washington coming up at Camp Randall Stadium. That's next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live on Regent Street at the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate. as we get you set for Wisconsin and 23rd-ranked Washington. Kickoff about 10 minutes from now at Camp Randall Stadium. Quick check of the injury report brought to you by Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. Their Saturday Sports Injury Clinic has you covered. Skip the emergency room circus. Get expert care from the pros who know sports injuries. Walk in any Saturday from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at their location off the Beltline. Get back in the game with Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. We go back to the Everlight Solar Studio. Riley Yauch, any highlights from the injury report of note today?
Yeah, I think the biggest one that we didn't already know about, obviously Jake Renfro, Dylan Jones, season-ending surgery. Cade Iacomelli has been ruled out at running back, and based on warm-ups, according to Zach Heilprin, looks like Derrion Dupree, he's listed as questionable, will be good to go. So the running back room today, Gideon Atuka will be the starter, and Derrion Dupree will most likely get some reps in relief. So outside of that, I think that's our biggest development today. Gideon Atuka getting another crack. Hopefully can build off of last week's solid performance.
I like Gideon Atuka today. If it's raining, snowing,
runs
cold.
Hard.
He's a hard. Yeah,
give me that
Riley
bowling ball.
That's you have to earn the tackle with Atuka, that's for sure.
All right, let's get quick to our national picks. Riley Yauch, take it away. Mertzi's 0 for 4 today because he's not here, right?
No, he did submit his picks.
Come on!
Yeah, that's how we run the show here. And we'll give a quick update of the leaderboard. Mertzi's still on top. He got three correct, or actually only one national game and the Badgers game. Everyone got the Badgers game correct. Jesse still firmly in second place. Brad, though, had a rough week. I'm creeping up. Only
what
one
happened,
point Norman? Behind.
What happened?
Only 1 point behind. However, unfortunately, given that the slate is so bad this afternoon, we went with some early games. Everyone submitted their picks, starting with Oregon and Iowa. I went with Oregon. They currently lead Iowa 2-0 with
two
the
to
football.
Nothing. Two to nothing.
You'd expect Iowa to be the one with two, but they're on the drive. Ducks up 2-0 on the Hawkeyes at a rainy Kinnick Stadium. Who do you guys got?
What did I take? Oregon? I think I took Oregon.
I took Oregon. Now that it's like nasty weather, I think that equalizes it a little bit more, but yeah. I still like Oregon.
And Mertzi, he's on the upset train. He was thinking Iowa.
Ooh,
we'll see who is correct. BYU and Texas Tech played earlier today.
Red Raiders. Yes.
I believe I was the only one to select BYU. They got creamed by...
I think I saw somewhere that Texas Tech had a $20 million defensive line.
They spent a lot of money in the offseason, and it's showing.
That is ridiculous. Yeah, I picked them.
Inside track to win the Big 12 now for the Red Raiders. Mahomes was there. You can't pick against someone. Yeah. Mahomes is there.
Unfortunately, I did, and I was a fool. So I'm not gaining any ground as it stands right now.
Tough.
And finally, our last Mountain West special of the day, San Diego State traveling to Hawaii. San Diego State 7-1, Hawaii 6-2. Sean Lewis has Wisconsin ties. He's coaching the Aztecs. Who are you thinking? Start with you, Brad.
Give me Hawaii. So I think that this is one where you can take Hawaii pretty lightly, but boy, it sounds like they always just be kind of a doormat. Actually, when I was a sophomore at Wisconsin, we played at Hawaii
for the final game
of the season.
That was awesome.
And it's easy to kind of kick your feet back. Now, granted, we had like studs after studs after studs. I didn't have to do much, and you could steamroll them. It's easy to be like, this is a vacation.
It was the last game of the year, right?
Yeah, this
December
is kind of nice.
Hawaii,
it was early December. So I think the Aztecs of San Diego State will be sleepy out there.
Woo!
I think Hawaii's going to get them.
I would think there'd be more credence to that if they weren't coming from San Diego, which is also
That's still a nice four-hour drive.
Why are they going on vacation? They're San Diego. They're not going to sleep for this game. San Diego State plays defense, one of the best defensive teams in the country, my understanding is. So I think Hawaii is in trouble there. They have that kicker who learned how to kick on YouTube. Hawaii's a fun...
Yep.
Hawaii, I don't know if I've watched a couple of Hawaii games. Just little bits and pieces. They have a fun team. They're coached by Timmy Chang, who used to be the quarterback there when they were in their heyday.
They're a fun squad.
But San Diego State's for real. Watch out. San Diego State has a chance to be the Group 5 team that goes
to the playoff.
Give me the Aztecs, and there's going to be some conversations about Sean Lewis as a head coach come the end of this season. Give me the Aztecs.
All right, yeah, they're certainly in the mix at 7-1 right now. Mertzi went with the Aztecs, and so will I. Brad, you're all alone with the Rainbow Warriors, it seems. And that'll do it for our national picks this week.
And that'll do it for our tailgate. Brad, final thoughts, Wisconsin-Washington, kickoff moments away.
It's just going to be a tough game with all the distractions going on from this week. Washington is so balanced. They're so well coached. They got superstars. They got a lot to play for. It's going to be nasty out here. Cam Brandel, that I think actually helps Wisconsin a little bit. I want to see the youth movement. Young guns of Wisconsin, give me something to be hopeful for in 2026. That is what I'm looking for today. I don't think it'll be close, but I want to see some hope for the future.
All right, take the pledge. Hands in the air, everybody. I pledge.
To tune in.
To the postgame show.
To the postgame show.
Riley out, Corey Sparks, and Adam Mertz.
Yeah.
Going to be covered immediately after the final whistle tonight. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show. Riley, where are you going to be at tonight?
We'll be at the Seminole Tap out in Fitchburg.
Ooh, okay.
So join us. I'm excited to have Mertzy on the board today, running three deep tonight.
Looking forward to hearing the postgame show, Wisconsin and Washington. Luke Fickell will coach this game and all the games next year, according to Chris McIntosh. Go Badgers on Wisconsin. Thanks to everyone here at our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate on Regent Street. Thanks to Riley Elk, our producer back in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. For Brad Nortman, I'm Jesse Nelson. Go Badgers, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.